Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 11th of January. I'm Paul White. We are going to continue in Galatians chapter 1, verse 11. However, I want to take a moment and announce some coming events in the month of January. In fact, just a few days away. I will be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area this weekend, January the 12th, 13th, and 14th at three different locations. Now, of course, you can find details of every one of our stops at paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. However, sometimes I'm a little slow getting the updates to the site. I like to let our podcast audience know about them in case you don't make a habit of dropping in and checking out that page. However, please do recheck if you are planning on ever attending one of our events. Please always check the page and our Paul White Ministries Facebook page because there are sometimes time changes. I'll tell you about one of the possibilities of those in this announcement. We will get into Galatians today too, by the way. Friday night, we're doing two home meetings and one church meeting in this stop. Three different places, very exciting. Two of the three we've never been to before, so it's going to be an interesting weekend. We will be in a home meeting on Friday night, January the 12th, at the home of Bruce and Tracy Levinson. This is located at 7000, that's 7000, Whippoorwill Court in Colleyville, Texas. They wanted me to give their number in case you need more details. Their number is 817-776-3045. We're going to actually begin the meeting at 7 p.m. Central Time. However, they encourage you to show up as early as 6:30 because they would love to meet everyone, and they invite you, if you are so inspired, to bring an appetizer, a dessert, or wine to share. We will be sharing the Word and the Covenant meal on the Friday night meeting in Colleyville. Then on Saturday night, we will also be doing a home meeting in Flower Mound, Texas. I have the address for you there. That one begins as well at 6:30, service time beginning at 7, Friday night, January 13th, 2113 Morgan Drive in Flower Mound, Texas. Then on Sunday morning, we will be doing a church service, in a church, rather. We've been there before. It's just been a year or so that we were at Pathway Church in McKinney, Texas. Pastor Gary and Linda Marone, we are excited to go be with them again on Sunday morning, January the 14th. Pathway Church is located at 8416 West Stacy Road in McKinney, Texas. The tentative start time there is 10:30 a.m. That's the one I want you to watch the website for. We had talked about an earlier start, so I'm not real sure exactly when that one's going to kick off, but we'll check. Please check back, and I will make sure we update that frequently heading into this weekend. Once I'm on the ground, of course, I know a little bit more. And as you can imagine, I record these a little early, so sometimes I'm out in front of the event considerably. I won't make any more detailed announcements about stops, but I will tell you that we will be in the Southern California area and a couple different places in the month of February, including a church in Rancho Cucamonga, California. We are also going back to Albuquerque, New Mexico in the month of February. We are going back to Warren, Ohio in the month of March, and we are working on putting the final dates together for meetings in Kansas, possibly as early as the month of March as well. So lots of stops coming up in 2018. Hope that we can meet many of you, be together with you in some of these services, or even come to your place. Let's get into book, Galatians chapter 1, verse 11. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. Paul feels the necessity to say this to the church at Galatia, I think because what Paul is preaching is so out there, it is so outlandish, so different, that Paul realizes it's necessary to qualify it. And his only qualification is, look, I'll give you my resume in a moment. And he does. He goes through some of the things that made him who he was. He says, but what you're hearing from me, I didn't get it from Peter, James, John, Matthew, any of the guys that walked alongside of Jesus. I got it as revelation. That last chapter, which I've went back over many times with you from 2 Peter, where Peter encourages his reader to pay close attention to the things said by the Apostle Paul, I go back to that many times because I think that's one of those crucial internal confirmations within the New Testament that the early church was not permanently at odds. Peter and Paul definitely had their moments where they were at odds, but it was not a permanent rift. There were disagreements without divisions. And so it's why we lean so heavily towards what the Apostle Paul had to say. It's also important that as we study the New Testament, we realize that they are in concert in regards to the flow of the Holy Spirit and what He would say to us through the New Covenant. They are not always 100% lined up in how they interpret the role of the Holy Spirit in the believer, or even how they understand the New Covenant. This is why we see some inconsistencies in the way Paul presents it and the way James presents it. And when you go back through Acts, you can find out why those inconsistencies exist, because they had a whole different set, a whole different lens as to how they viewed this. But I think this verse is crucial because it also helps us to understand that what you're hearing in the New Covenant should sound so diametrically opposed to what you hear in the Old Covenant that you don't believe they are the same thing. Paul says that if someone comes preaching something else, and that something else was all the trappings of Judaism, he called it another gospel. It is incredible how we're taking principles of the Old Testament, dropping them in, sprinkling them into the New Testament in our churches, and thinking that that is the gospel. Paul calls it another gospel. His new gospel was so foreign, so strange to the sound made by the Old Covenant, that Paul has to say to them, I make known to you that the gospel which was preached to me is not according to man. In other words, forget it. You're not going to find it. You're not going to find it in the Old Testament. You're not going to find another person saying it. I didn't get it from Peter. I didn't get it from James. I didn't get it from John. Verse 12, I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. And this revelation of Jesus Christ that Paul talks about are the many encounters that he has had in his life and ministry with the Lord Jesus, who the Lord Jesus is in him, not only on the road to Damascus, but in his ministry. Let's jump across to Ephesians, where Paul calls himself the prisoner of Christ and says this in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body, partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God in me. Paul is saying, the message that I'm giving you, which is that Gentiles come in by faith, that we do not have to go through the trappings of the Old Testament, is a brand new message. He said it's never been revealed before. So if you try to go find this in the Old Testament, you're going to miss it. You will find Jesus in the Old Testament. He's foreshadowed. But how you ought to live is not found for you in the Old Testament. How you ought to live is found for you in the Holy Spirit. And Paul's New Covenant message was so unfamiliar, so strange, so bizarre, so off the wall, that he has to show them, I received it only by revelation of Jesus Christ. Then he goes into his former conduct, a little bit about his past. We'll save that for its own podcast. We'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.